vertebrates have figured out how to fly three times. Pterosaurs did it first, birds did it second, and bats did it last. And we still have birds and bats. We don't have pterosaurs. But pterosaurs fly in quite a different way. The connection is that both birds and pterosaurs are from the same branch of reptiles. So the clade Amniota, the group Amniotes, that's the group that includes mammals and reptiles. The mammals went off in their own direction, and we're part of that major line, and reptiles went off in their own direction, right? And then in reptiles, the first split is between the lizards and snakes and their relatives, and the birds and crocodiles and their relatives. And it's the birds and crocodiles and their relatives, it's that line that produced both dinosaurs, obviously as birds, and pterosaurs. And so the common ancestor of crocodiles and birds, although you wouldn't expect it, probably looked a little like a little tiny dinosaur, about the size of like a Yorkie. And it was from that common ancestor that looked sort of like a Yorkie-sized little dinosaur-like thing. From that common ancestor evolved the crocodiles through a series of transitions that's really interesting. We have some of those important fossils at the Peabody too. But also the dinosaurs, and eventually from them the birds, and also the pterosaurs. And the pterosaurs, as they began to fly, as I said, they developed some structures and innovated some things in parallel with birds, but those were all independent. The common ancestor was like this little dinosaur-y thing.